That was modified by Nityananda in Bengal. Yare dekho tare koho gauru pade. Transformed. Bhaja gaurango koho gaurango loho gaurangir naam. Jejana gaurango haje sri yaar pyaam. Ganga dui kulete keval bhavan korte. Yaro shortcut kore dikhte chole. Krishna bhajan. That is rather little difficult. Come through Gaura Bhajan, and that will automatically come to you. Begin with Gaura Bhajan, Gauranga. And automatically you will find you are in the midst of Vrindavan without any special attention. Just take your seat in a particular plane of New York and you will find I am in New York. Particular plane. That's it. Gauranga. Most benevolent Krishna. Because Krishna and Radha Rani combined. Radha combined. The most desirable, highest mighty is present in one place. You find in the last stroke of Raya Ramananda, when Mahaprabhu inquired, all right, what you have told, I accept it as the zenith of our destination, of our prospect. But still, can you conceive anything else more than that? And this question was put to Ramananda Rai. He was a little perplexed. About this, is there anyone in the world to inquire? Sometimes I feel in the inmost portion of my heart. And I have composed also one poem accordingly. But does he mean it? Does he hit that point? So he came, I do not know that there is anyone in the world who can search after that thing. I don't find it anywhere in the scripture of the great predecessors. But still something clicks in my mind at times. And that I think it is my whim. When you inquire something more further, I take out to you. Whether you like it or not, I don't know, because it is beyond the record. He had come to this world. But sometimes it's sitting in my mind. And let me try. He came with the representation. And Mahaprabhu, after hearing some person put his hand on his mouth, no more.
What was that actually, Maharaj? What Ramananda Rai was supposed to, was going to say about
The Mayavadins say, they take, here we have got the point, our point, they both combined, Radha Govinda combined. They say that I belong to you. In the bhakti state, the first is, I belong to you. That's sakya, as a natodiyo, I am yours. First stage of devotion is, I belong to you. And the higher stage, you belong to me, Radharani, modiyo. Todiyo, chandravali, etc. In the highest stage, we belong to you. And higher than that, you belong to me. Tadiyo, modiyo, and then tadaham. I am. they come to us. But that Mayavada has been eliminated totally in the beginning, Vamabhuta Pasarmatma, wrong. So what should it be? And Mahaprabhu going to cover his mouth, don't. It may not be, it's hitting Mahaprabhu. If he's Sri Chaitanya Dev, Radhava, Mahabhav, Duye Kuru, if both of them combined, then the transformation produces that Radharani's mood captures that of Krishna, and the Sahajana Vihajana Prayojana Avatar, searching after himself, as I described in Gadadhar Prabhu's sloka. Govindamadhakar Nehi. He is the Gadadhar Goswami, Sada Nilam Bhuditati, Sada Sabiraha Khepan Nitam Lam Bandhavam. What is that I conceived the shortest book from the gist of Bhagavatam, there in the Panama of Gadadhar Goswami, I put this shloka. The Nilam Bhudhi Tati, on the infinite, on the banks of the infinite ocean, who is Sada, Sada Sabriha Kripannitam Dandhavam, his friend, who is always madly engaged in separation of his own self, and deeply immersed in grief, akhipa yukta, who na sabiraha akhipa, nijer birahe nijer, by the separation of his own self, he is feeling a great grief, and thereby that madly grief. Bhagavata Mudidaya, Gadadhar Goswami is helping him to listen Bhagavatam, reading Bhagavatam, and that does serve as some intoxication to him, to relieve him from his own pain. Just as in the world, if the patient feels severe pain, then morphia injection or something is, or the wine is administered to save him from the pain. So Gadadhar Goswami, he is only reading Bhagavatam to his friend. And what is the condition of the pain? That he is suffering severely. And what is the cause of his suffering? Viraha, separation. And what is it? Atma Viraha, Krishna Anusandhan. Krishna is searching after him in the mood of Radharam. So that is mentioned in the last sloka of Ramananda Rava. And he says, I don't know whether it will help you. It will be tasteful to you, I don't know. We don't find it in anywhere, but sometimes it peeps in my mind, and I have composed a song, and I am reciting it to you. Pahilihi, nāna bhaṅge vela, anudina vādhala, avadhina vela. No, না খুঁজিলু জ্যোতি দ্যুতি না খুঁজিলু আম ঝুঁক মধ্যে পাঁচ বাম নৌশ রমন না হাম রমনি ধুমন মনসিজ পেশল জানি রে সখী কি ঔষধ এর কাহিনী বিশরল জানি না ঝুঁক মধ্যে পাঁচ বাম. That represents the principle on which the Mahaprabhu represented himself here. And so Mahaprabhu went to search his mouth. Don't come out of that. Just as when he showed his own Leela, Avada, Radharaj Mahabharata, Rasaraj Mahabharata, Duryodhana Kuru, it was also like that.
Maharaj, to whom did he show the combined form of Radha Krishna? Did he show
to Ramananda Rai?
To Ramananda.
There only we find this. And of course, Sarup Ramananda knew it because he has given that conception of Mahaprabhu. Radha Bhava Dutta Suvidam, Naomi Krishna Sarupam. Sarup Jamejaha. Sarup knew everything of Mahaprabhu. And he supplied the steel frame on which the whole Chaitanya Lila is based. The 14 shloka we find in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, their basis is also supplied by Sarup Dhanava. Sakkhat Mahaprabhu, Dityo Sarup. Ativat Mahaprabhu, did Sarup Dhanava knew everything. Sai Shloke Artha Jane Ekela Sarup. Only one single person, Sarup Damodar, he knew the shloka Mahaprabhu pronounced just on the before the chariot, Jakko Umarahar. And Dvaivesh Sevastrataha Vyasanyu. By chance, Rupa Goswami was present in the particular year there. And Rupa Goswami, of course, heard and taking out the meaning, the real purpose of the shloka, he composed an Vyasuram Krishna Sahasri Kurukshetra. And the Savastans, he take out and they get understandable to us what is the purpose for which Mahaprabhu is singing that shloka, which is outwardly not very well. But what is his purpose, internal purpose, taking out and composing a shloka. So I am Priyasuram Krishna Sahajan Kurukshetra. That is Kurukshetra. So Jagannath, the Subhadra is there, Balaram is there. So it represents the characteristic of Krishna in Dwaraka. Dwaraka. And sometimes he has to go to the Bhuvan, Vrindavan. And Mahaprabhu just taking. Sai Shloka Suni Radha Khandila Sakala Radha Krishna Prapte Pratiti Hoyala. That Bhagavata sloka, Ahushtati Nalindranatho, and the reply. Reply, Bhavati Nang Madhavana, Mai Bhakti Rihutanang, Mai Bhakti Rihutanang, Omitattaya Kalpati, Dishta Jadashit Matnehu Bhavati Nang Madhavana. The whole world, if they have some devotion towards me, they are saved. They are saved from mortality. But so am I, that I myself consider that I am fortunate to have your company. The whole world may think if they get me, their highest fortune. And that myself, I think that I have fortunately have come, by chance I have got your affection. So your affection is so valuable. So that stands guarantee that I am yours. That I am yours. I consider that I have fortunately come in contact with your affection. And your affection is so valuable. So, you may think it clearly, you may take it granted, take it sure. You may remain assured that I am always yours. I Rasapasya Paramdrishta Anivartati, I have got so much ecstasy of tastefulness in your company that I cannot but be yours. Sai Shlok Suni Radha, Khandila Sakal Vraj Badha, Krishna Prapti Pratiti Haila. And after hearing, listening to this sort of confession from Krishna, Radha Rani was fully satisfied. Yes, he is mine. With this confidence, Radha Rani came back to Vrindavan. Wherever he may be, in plea of some discharging other duties, she may have perhaps, but still, wherever he is, he is mine. With this proud feeling in her heart, Radha Rani came back to Vrindavan. So, Mahaprabhu said, And only in plea of that, Mahaprabhu is tasting the highest ecstasy divine in the heart. And Rupa Goswami took it out to light our, to persons like us, ordinary caliber. This is the purpose of Mahaprabhu's song. And Devrit Paramba, so it is. The highest satisfaction of Radharani, that he is mine. So, this is the highest prospect of all those that are in the group of Radharani. The Krishna is always exclusively attached to our camp, to our mistress. With that proud, they can move. And that is the highest, the acme of our achievement or realization. That Krishna belongs to Radhana. We are proud. We are all, the whole Gaudiya Sampradaya is proud of that. Proud. The absolute will, the autocrat, he is no longer autocrat. He is already caught hold in a cage. And we must approach that cage. The autocrat is caught in a cage. He is imprisoned. The good, none, the despot, none can control him. But he is controlled. Just like the Royal Bengal tiger in the cage. Gaur Hari Gaur, and this is the clue. Ashray Vigraha. It is impossible, but only in one place it has been possible. And we belong to that group. So our pride knows no bounds. Our group, Gurudev. We should think not. We may not be audacious enough to declare that we, but our Guru and the Parampara, they are proud, Radha. They are proud, and anyhow we have come to that camp. And our prospect may lie on that way. What do you think? What kind of Namara? That should be our way of thinking. Way of thinking. Gaur Hari Bol. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nidhai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidhai. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he thought that he would construct a cottage just near Deipayan Hrad. And pass his whole life there. that Mahaprabhu requested him, what do you think, where to go? No. You shall discover my birthplace. I want new discharge. Then he could not do so, engaged himself in the discovery, and there he to place Mahaprabhu with God and to propagate his Dhamma Bhagavad, his preaching of these things. And our Guru Maharaj, from childhood, he was given, life given to this idea. But he was in a preparatory stage on the reading scriptures and the taking the name in this way. When Bhaktivinoda Thakur saw that very soon I have to go away from this world, he requested our Guru Maharaj to take the charge. But Guru Maharaj, he modestly refused that I don't like to accept all these troubles, some things. I am engaged in secular life, in taking Harinam and even to the study of the Shastra. But what you want to place on my head, that means the connection with the public, and that is very disturbing. I do not like that. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur told, and what do you mean? You don't like to accept the service of Mahaprabhu, and you say that is the troublesome to you. Do you like to be a Mayavadi, Nirvishesh? Is that your aim? Free from all troubles? You don't like to take troubles for Mahaprabhu's service? Then there was a shock in his mind, as he told. Then he was preparing himself, and some of Bhaktivinoda Thakur disappeared. Necessarily, some sort of burden came to him, and he was thinking, what to do? What to do? I don't think myself fit to deal with the public. Naturally, I am of secluded nature. I shall go through the scripture and take Harinam in this way. I shall pass my life. But what to do, what to do, what? Then he suddenly found that he was also fond of publishing books from the beginning. Chaitanya Charitamrita and the other journalists also. But he suddenly found when he is deeply engaged in thinking what to do, he found a piece of paper by the wave of the wind suddenly came on his ground. And he collected it and read that Mahaprabhu gave 4 directions to Sanatana Goswami on his behalf to do those things in Vrindavan. Vigraha Prakash, Lupta Tirtha Uddhar, Vishnu Sadhachar Pravartana, and something. These 4 things Mahaprabhu ordered Sanatana Goswami to do on his behalf. And suddenly that in paper he found and took it. This is the desire of Mahaprabhu. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Mahaprabhu, day wants these four things from me. Jingle was thinking how it can be effected. Can be effected. I am not prepared constitutionally for mixing with the public at large. Then Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj disappeared. And that very day, Sakhi Babu and the Kunja Babu, they came to visit Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj. I heard from Sakhi Babu direct that he came and to see him, but we came and heard that the last night he disappeared. And there is a quarrel between the particular section who had much adherence of Babaji Maharaj and the Sahajiya camp on the other side. They are large number. Both parties say that we should bury his body in our within our compound. And this party, the Gaurakishore Maharaj special party, they found themselves weak, so they wanted to inform that the only disciple and he is respectable, we must inform him. They sent a messenger to Prabhupada to bring him to help about the proper burial for the Gaurakishore Babaji's holy body. And the messenger was Kunja Babu. He passed matric by the time, perhaps, and joined some postal service in Calcutta. But anyhow, he also came, along with Sakhi Babu. I heard it direct from the mouth of Sakhi Babu. And when, and also it is mentioned, it is published also in paper. Professor Sannel wrote a book in Vyas Puja, there it is mentioned in English. Then Prabhupada, he somehow or other, he heard that Babaji Maharaj has left this body last night. He was coming to attend. And on the Ganges Ghat, both met. He met Kunja Babu on the other side. And both of them came, and Prabhupada had to come to a police station, Thana, to plead on the behalf of for the direct disciples of Gaurakishore Babaji. Not disciples, but followers. Disciple perhaps was only one, and that is our Guru Maharaj. The followers. And then, of course, there was a hot discussion. I am not going into details. The Babajis, they were discouraged on the front of the Thana officer, and they went away. And the bona fide followers, they buried the holy body of Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj. Prabhupada was present there. And then Sakhi Babu and the Kunja Babu went to meet Prabhupada in Mayapur, where he was living at the time, Chaitanya Mahat, at present. And then there Prabhupada began to talk about Mahaprabhu and his grace. Sakhi Babu told, we can't understand his speech very much, can't appreciate. But only we could detect this much, that he is trying to, as if to devour us something, at his utmost. Sometimes he is putting his clap on the table,
clapping
his hand on the table, and face is red and highly excited, as if he wants to bring some nectar towards us. He is trying to drink us some nectar, but he fails. Not much impression on us, much reaction on us. And so he desperately is threatening and trying to push something within us that we could find. We can remember. So to know too. But anyhow, we came back and gradually we began to go there, connect with him. And the Kunja Babu, he had some knack of mixing with the public. And that was when he could understand. In the beginning, he was of some that Vivekananda minded. And it took some time to convert him. And then when he came and realized a bit, then he wanted to make propaganda of such thing. The Ramakrishna Mission, they are spreading such a broad view thing, and they are all rubbish. Then such a valuable thing Mahaprabhu has given to us, and that is being misused and misrepresented. The least valuable thing must be taken before the public, and we must go to Calcutta, the cosmopolitan town. There we shall be able to meet persons of various nationality and caste and all these things, educated society. It must be taken there. So by his special wish, the Calcutta Center was established in a rented house near Parishnath Temple. And from there, the present propaganda was begun there. And Swami Maharaj met him, our Guru Maharaj, first there. One Mr. Naren Mallik, his class friend, I heard from Swami Maharaj himself. Naren Mallik took me one night, one evening, to meet Prabhupada. That is one brahmachari. grown up, unmarried person, dedicated his life to the cause for the preaching of Mahaprabhu's shiksha. And will you go to see him? Yes, let us go. We went to him. And when he heard that we had just come out from the college, perhaps Scottish Church College, then he, with little more interest, talked with us. And what I heard from him, I found, and that so long the Mahaprabhu's teachings have come to be delivered in a proper hand. Before, the Goswamis and the others, in the name of Mahaprabhu, they twisted his things. But here, as he told me, the proper hand, Mahaprabhu Sikh has come, and it will gradually develop in time properly, and with this spread to its desirable manner. In this way, I had conception and came back. And then next he met in Allahabad, after a long time, Prabhupada, and gradually came to accept Prabhupada's grace. In this way, Prabhupada began. So Kunjabhu's contribution, but at the same time, it is also mentioned, we have to mention, that Kunja Babu had some ulterior motive also, along with this sort of help. His sons and his brother, they are also there with him. They also, especially his brother, Sambit, he did some personal service to Prabhupada in her in his young age. But when grown up, the education and all the necessary, they are supplied from the mud pond. So some of the mud members did not look it with good idea, that why so many sannyasins, they are collecting funds, and that is being utilized for family maintenance of Kunja Babu. Why should it be? Still Kunja Babu did many things. Once I also, as a representative of the sannyasins, put this matter to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, why do we bother with all these things? This is not good for you. For the service of Krishna, if it is necessary to to pour the money into the water, that also should be done by us. When going to Madras, 1930, December 30th, suddenly he came with Bhagavatam. Here is your answer, reply. Sapadam Mulam Bhagat. I was surprised. What is my answer? Then when I found the slok, I questioned about Kunja Babu, and he gives the reply here from Bhagavatam. Sapadam Mulam Bhajatam Bhajata Priyasya Taktanya Bhavasya Hari Paresha Vikarma Jatyo Tritam Kathanki Dhunoti Sadvam Hridishan Nivishtha. It is mentioned there. Then hearing that, I could remember, this is the answer of my previous question, what I put in Mangalgiri, the Dag Bangalore. In Mangalgiri, we are going to Padupisho temple. There in Dag Bangalore, Prabhupada was staying, and I put this question on behalf of so many there. And answer was given a few weeks after in Madras with this. Then I could understand that one who have come in touch of a Shuddha Bhakti campaign, pure devotional campaign, that is, who has come in connection with Krishna, no penances is necessary for him. Because the penance, the danda, the punishment for his misdeed. Punishment has been recommended in the Karma Kanda and the Gyan Kanda also, repentance, etc. But who has got connection with Shuddha Bhakti, no provision of any sort of penances or punishment. Only whatever he is doing, that is the most efficient thing, engagement. That is the highest engagement, purest engagement, and that can purify in very shortly all discriminances, that is in the devotion. Sapadam Mulam Bhajata, who has come to serve him, Priyasya Taktanya Bhavasya Hari Paresha, whose ultimate aim is eliminative, exhaustively eliminative. He does not want anything but Krishna. But so many previous tendencies are always in his mental system. For his case, Priyasya Taktanya Bhavasya Hari Paresha Vikarma Jatyo Tvachitam Kathanchi. Anyhow, his previous mental impulses of different type may remain. For that, no punishment, nothing of the character is necessary. Vastartana bhavasya hari paresha vikarma jatyo paritam kathanchi dhunoti sadvam vidhi sanvi. Because by his serving attitude, Hari is coming nearer to him. He is extending himself to him. So automatically every inauspicious, ominous things will have to retire for ever. That is the principle. It is there. So no other prashchitta, no other punishment is necessary. Only for those who are connected, must have real connection with Shuddha Bhakti. It is purest devotion, dedication. So undesirable things will be driven away automatically in no time. The Hari's service is the most effective to drive away the inauspicious things. It is there. So anyone who has joined this mission, they may have their previous tendencies in the mind, but if he is true to his own, not in a trading with an ulterior motive he has come, but he wants at heart, if it is so, then all the discrepancies, they must vanish gradually and forever. And no other method is necessary. That was shown to me.
ভাগবতমের ওই শ্লোকে কোন কোন
একাদশ স্কন্ধেতে আছে, একাদশীতে নবযুগেন্দ্র সংবাদ হতে পারে মনে
নিয়ে
To Rishi, Devota, Pitri, society, but if we Sadbhadharman Paritkarma is Saranagata, then these deaths we are not to be, not to clear. These two slopes, this, what we should done, should do, if we do not do that. And what is desirable as our duty, if we take to exclusive Hari Bhajan, then if we neglect our duty, we are not no responsible for that. Krishna will adjust that on our account. And one thing, we neglect our duty. Another thing, what is objectionable if that comes within us. That also, both our positive duty and our obligation for our previous action or any filthy connection, anything, one who is saranaga taking asylum, one who is surrender to the feet of Krishna, and if that is genuine character, not a sham one, then we should not waste our least energy to any other direction, that then we will be loser. Pita no sasyat, janani no sasyat, in this way. And guru no sasyat, sajanu no sasyat. No obligation to anyone, if we enter Krishna. Of course, Krishna. When we enter Krishna conception, the guru and the services of Krishna, that are included within Krishna, that is not outside. Guru no sasyat, that guru if goes anti-direction, that guru will be given up. But the guru, only to concentrate all of our energy at the disposal of the real guru. In this way it will be mentioned. Guru no sasyat, svajano no sasyat. Guru Nasasat, example is Bodhi Maharaj. Svajana Nasasat, example of Bibhishan, left Ravan and his clans. Svajana Nasasat, Pita Nasasat, the Prahlad is the example. Janani Nasasat, the example is Bharat, the son of Kaikeyi, neglected her mother, his mother. Daivang Nasasat, the example with Khattanga Raja, who gave up instantaneously the sympathy of the devata and went to and took and surrendered himself to Narayana. Madhasar, Deva Madhasar, no pratishtha shastra, the Jagupatni, the wives of the Brahmins engaged in sacrifice in the, on the Bhajya, outskirts of Mathura, and they are the disobeying their husbands, they went to meet Krishna. So, Patishtha Shastra, no more chaitya samupi tamattam. Only the external gain has been dealt with here, that one who cannot save me from my highest danger, what interest I may have for him. Mm-hmm. I am always is plugging in the difficulties of mortality, Janmamrityu Jarab Dadhi, and who can't save me from that general and the real trouble of mine, what obligation I should may have for him. Sure. So it is mentioned there, Namuja just samuti to matum, but in the positive sense it may be explained in another way. The, without Krishna bhajan, the life is considered to be that of a dead man. Life is only there in its determined, self-determined stage, Shalpa Siddhi. There we are.